This is the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Joy Oladokun, like all of us, is a work in progress. But when you talk to Joy, it's almost like you can see that growth happening right in front of you. Every time she speaks, she's discovering a new idea or a new thing about herself or uncovering a new way of looking at the world. The same goes for her music. Her latest album, In Defense of My Own Happiness, Volume 1, is a collection of personal songs that explore her past relationships and her own patterns of behavior. She also sings candidly about her experience of the world around her and what it's like to feel unsafe as a Black woman in America on her song, Who Do I Turn To?, which you may have heard on the World Cafe in the months after the Black Lives Matter protests this past summer. Joy released In Defense of My Own Happiness, Volume 1 in 2020, and her journey will continue with her upcoming record, In Defense of My Own Happiness, Volume 2. She hasn't revealed the release date for that album yet, but you'll hear her perform a couple of songs from it today, beginning with this one. It's Joy Oladokun, live for the World Cafe, Someone That I Used to Be.
Something's in the water, I'm starting to prefer the wine. I drink too much sometimes, I think too much sometimes. I'm having trouble giving grace to every one of my mistakes. I keep too much inside, lately I'm getting tired. Closer than I've ever been to finding my own medicine, healing this disease of mine. Looking at the face inside the mirror with kinder eyes. It's someone that I used to be, someone that I used to need. Always saw the worst in me, someone that I used to be. Someone that I used to be. Caught up in the war inside, I've been losing my own mind. Angels and demons fight, I just want some peace and quiet. I'm having trouble letting go of everything I used to know. Don't mind that I've been changing, I know that I've been changing. Heart of mine keeps beating on, I'm learning how to face the dawn. My soul is shining in the dark. So blinded by reality, I lost sight of my galaxy. But who am I to tame the stars? Someone that I used to be, someone that I used to need. Always saw the worst in me, someone that I used to be. Someone that I used to be. Someone that I used to be.
That was Someone That I Used to Be, performed for World Cafe by Joy Oladokun. I'm Raina Duris. Joy Oladokun is my guest today. Joy, welcome to the World Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Your last album was called Carrie. It came out in 2016, but you've said that you've been writing tons in between that album and your latest one. If you check on Spotify, for instance, you've released a whole bunch of one-off tracks over the last few years. Why did you decide that 2020 was the year to return to an album format?
I think 2020 happened. I think 2020 was the year that it was. And I think as an artist, I often ask myself, like, what would my heroes do if they had the tools that I have now? And I think it's kind of cool that I can, like, on my laptop record a song, you know, and in a day or two it can be, like, out on Spotify. Like, that is abnormal. And like, if Nina Simone had that gift, we might be hearing from her literally every week. And I listen to like a little bit of hip hop, and like a lot of those artists tend to release at like a very fast cadence. Like DaBaby put out like 25 albums last year. And I was like, oh, what if I were to just sort of like take the pacing and the cadence of my, you know, of people I'm just kind of a fan of, and apply that to my own artistry. And so we did.
And the title of your latest album is In Defense of My Own Happiness, Volume 1. And that title, it feels like you're almost mounting an argument or like presenting like a dissertation. What is the thesis of this album, if you had to put it that way?
There's so much beauty in my surrounding area, and like a lot of my hangups and my pain is not like, it's not allowing me to experience it to the fullest. And so I want to like attack those things at the root and like, I don't know, become a freer, more grateful, more, you know, easy to laugh and enjoy things type person. I think it was sort of me defending my happiness to myself. And, I grew up in like sort of like the evangelical movement. So like being queer and like, there's a lot of stuff in me that is programmed to sabotage this beautiful life that I've fallen into. And I, don't want to do that.
Right. It's like a step beyond giving yourself permission to feel good. It's like, I'm going to like actively, I mean, defend it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, you sent us one live performance of a song from In Defense of My Own Happiness, Volume 1 today, the song Younger Days. And you sing about burning bridges and not wanting to change a thing from when you were younger. So how does this song tie into that thesis, into that theme?
Yeah. I mean, I think I've been doing a lot of inner child work. LOL.
What does that mean?
I just like with my therapist or with certain fungal plants, I have been exploring as a kid, I was alone a lot, and my family was great, but they worked hard and like all had their interests, and I was shy. So it was harder for me to make friends. And I think there's sort of like a little cloud of loneliness that sort of snowballed into like a little, I don't know, like a little rain cloud that I think I let follow around me, but it doesn't need to exist because, you know, like I have like my parents who love me, and I have a girlfriend who is amazing, and I have a dog who's really cute, you know, like there is love in my life. And so inner child work is kind of me just like going back to those moments where I can remember, like I can pinpoint that is the first time I felt lonely or unseen or unloved, and saying, okay, like maybe that was true situationally, but overarchingly, like that is not true. So you like inner child joy can put that down and live a better life.
Right.
When it comes to younger days, I think the goal for me of that work is to be able to like look back on my life and acknowledge the hard things and acknowledge the mistakes, but also like have a sense of like sweetness to it too. And I think that's where Younger Days fits in, is like, life is and was hard and confusing. And I could spend years and years like beating myself up for not doing or saying the right thing, or I could let it go and just be like, you know, I did the best I could and I will continue to do the best I can.
Yeah. And there's, I think, the sentiment in here too, where you talk about how those things, all your younger days, made you the person that you are now.
Yeah.
It's a pretty beautiful one.
Thanks.
Let's listen to it. It's Younger Days, Joy Oladokun on World Cafe.
In my younger days, I was a fighter. In my younger days, I felt the fire. Things didn't go my way. I'd strike a match and turn my back. You'd be surprised by how many bridges I've burned. In my younger days, I'd love him and leave him, because I was afraid I wouldn't know how to keep him. I'd trade my freedom for a steady hand now, but I wouldn't trade the lessons I've learned. No, I wouldn't change a thing about my younger days. Looking back, I'm glad to see I didn't get my way in my younger days. What's a legacy and how do I leave one for the children I might never have? What's the purpose? And tell me why do I need one? Taking life as it comes ain't working out too bad. No, I wouldn't change a thing about my younger days. Looking back, I'm glad to see I didn't get my way in my younger days. No, I wouldn't change a thing about my younger days. Looking back, I'm glad to see the person I became. Agony and ecstasy, the joy and the pain. Will be proud to see the person I became. No, I wouldn't change a thing about my younger days.
Recorded live for World Cafe, that was Joy Oladokun with Younger Days, a song from her album In Defense of My Own Happiness, Volume 1, which came out back in July 2020. I'm speaking with Joy today on World Cafe. Are you ready for a corny segue?
I am.
Let's talk about your younger days.
That's beautiful. What do you mean corny? That was perfect.
So there was a Tracy Chapman video that inspired you to first pick up a guitar. Could you tell us, what was that video?
Yeah. I was 10 years old. And my growing up, I wasn't allowed to watch TV Monday through Friday. And on Saturday, we could either go to Blockbuster and like rent a movie, or we could watch. My dad, over the course of his life, has recorded so much concert footage. It's obscene. And so we were smart kids who had figured out the simple math of like most movies are 90 minutes, but our dad's endless concert footage is endless. And so we had finally gotten into like, I don't know, I can't even remember what year it was, but there was a video of Tracy Chapman singing at Nelson Mandela's birthday. And it was the first time I had seen a Black woman playing the guitar. Like, I'm 10 years old, so that's young, but also like a decade is a long time, like for someone like me to like not have that representation.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, it was immediately like, I was a super quiet kid and like, all, like pretty creative, but just like the moment I saw like that expression of Blackness, honestly, like I was like, this is what I need. And I wasn't even like thinking like, oh, I need to be in Wembley. I was like, I just need a guitar. Like I just need an acoustic guitar and a notebook, and I need to like get my feelings out on paper. And I think it always like that urgency is still there. And I think that is one of my favorite parts about my job.
Let's play a little clip from Tracy Chapman playing at Nelson Mandela's birthday. And I think the story there was that Stevie Wonder was supposed to go on, and he was taking, like, she had to go on when he was supposed to be on. And it ended up being like her big breakout moment.
That's crazy.
Because so many people were watching. Yeah. So, it's like pretty wild. So here, let's listen to a bit of Tracy Chapman playing at Nelson Mandela's birthday.
You get a fast car. I wanna take her to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
So that was a little bit of Tracy Chapman playing at Nelson Mandela's birthday at Wembley Stadium. I'm speaking with Joy Oladokun on World Cafe. You mentioned earlier that, you know, you grew up in the church. You were around a lot of music growing up in the church. Could you talk about the role that the church played for you when you were growing up and how that influenced your creativity?
Yeah. It's weird. I have a love-hate relationship with my, like, time in the church, because obviously, like, I'm still, I am queer, and so I grew up with a lot of messaging saying that, like, I wasn't right or good, and, like, I had to, like, undo that work and say, like, no, it's probably wrong, and if Jesus were here, he probably wouldn't say the same, you know? And I think that on the music side, I'm so happy that I had that as a sort of playground to, like, learn how to play guitar and, like, sort of learn how to write songs. I didn't write a ton of songs when I worked in the church. But I think that there is something really powerful about saying, like, we are going to use music as a tool to, like, heal and connect and uplift. And I, like, try to bring that energy into, like, every thing that I do, because I think that maybe my calling or my vocation as a musician is to make that type of music.
One of the live performances that you sent us references Christianity and religion, the song Judas. Before we hear it, what can you tell us about this song?
I love this song so much. I wrote it with a dear friend of mine named James. He and I both kind of, like, share some religious trauma. And so he, like, was like, we should write a song about Judas. I think you have this weird experience as, like, a Christian kid that maybe becomes not so Christian or maybe expands their worldview as an adult, where you constantly question, like, am I a bad person? Is me not working in the church anymore and, like, being an artist the version of Judas taking 30 pieces of silver for Jesus's life? And, like, I think that Judas is about sort of that tension that I feel is, like, am I changing? Am I just, like, folding to the whim of, like, what the culture says? And I don't think I am, like, because I spend too much time thinking.
The fact that you're thinking about it this much means that you're not just, you know, going. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I hope. Judas is about that. It's just about that, like, struggle of, like, I think I'm good, but am I not good? I think I'm good.
Let's hear it. This is Judas on World Cafe.
It's like I'm leading the parade, but it's hard to be the only without faith. It's like you're from a higher place, but I feel like I'm unworthy of your praise. Am I Judas? Am I changing? Am I folding to the ages? Am I broken? Am I healing your disease? Am I Judas? Am I ancient? Am I chapters trapped in pages? Am I holy if I'm doing this for me? Am I holy if I'm doing this? I put you on a pedestal, but it's hard to be the cup that overflows. Did I turn you into stone? I'm just serving you the only way I know. Am I Judas? Am I changing? Am I folding to the ages? Am I broken? Am I healing your disease? Am I Judas? Am I ancient? Am I chapters trapped in pages? Am I holy if I'm doing this for me? Am I holy if I'm doing this?
Joy Oladokun performing her song Judas live for World Cafe. My name is Raina Duris. Joy is my guest today. Back at the beginning of June 2020, right when the Black Lives Matter protests were spreading across the country, you released a song called Who Do I Turn To? It's a song that we played a bunch on World Cafe. It really felt of the moment. First off, when did you write that song? Was it something that you were spurred to write when you were watching those events unfold, or was it a song that you already had in the works?
I wrote it sort of as the protests were ramping up. So like about like a week, like the weekend of sort of the first major protests all across America. And it just like, yeah, it was very in the moment. It was definitely not something I had planned.
Yeah. Let's listen to a bit of it right now so people know what we're talking about. This is Who Do I Turn To? Joy Oladokun.
I'm scared of getting pulled over because of someone else I look like. I'm scared of raising my voice because everyone will think that I'm gonna fight. This world was made for them. This world is made for me. How am I supposed to exist when a friend is an enemy? If I can't save myself, if it's all black and white, if I can't call for help.
So that was some of Joy Oladokun's song, Who Do I Turn To? Joy, in that song, you sing about your experience as a Black woman and how that affects your relationship with the police, about not feeling safe calling the cops if you're in trouble. You said you were a little bit nervous about releasing that song back in June and that you had to be convinced. Why?
So many reasons. I think there was an edge of vulnerability to it. I think like it, that song may as well be a page from my journal. Like to me, that is just honestly what it feels like when I watch X video of X Black person being murdered yet again, by the police without any accountability. And so I think there's just like, I just kind of want to keep this for myself and sob to it. but I also think like as an artist, there's a delicate balance I wanted to walk, especially during that time of like anyone could have released that song. Like I just wanted the message out, if that makes sense. Like I don't,
yeah,
I didn't want to draw attention to myself. It wasn't about like, hey, check it out. Like, you know, the revolution's happening. I put out a new single. Like it wasn't,
right.
I know, like it just, it really was. I think it could help people process. And I wrote the song with a friend of mine named Natalie Hemby, who is just the most incredible songwriter. It makes me sick. But I love her. and she was kind of like, people are going to make judgments no matter what, you know, and people might make the accusation that, you know, you're trying to draw attention to yourself during like a civil rights moment. But like at the end of the day, you know what your heart is. And I finally released it because I was like, oh, like my heart is in a good place. Like I just have the best of intentions and I hope that comes across. And if it doesn't, it probably wasn't going to anyway.
Natalie Hemby, folks might know from The High Woman, given the like the subject matter of the song, for Natalie Hemby, you know, she's a white woman. Why was she the right person to collaborate with on this song?
Yeah. I think it's I had that week was so interesting because I still had meetings, like a bunch of Zoom meetings, and then I would log off and just like watch the news and sob. And then I would like hop on and then do another Zoom meeting and pretend everything's okay. And a lot of people would sort of, it was business as usual. But when I wrote with Natalie that week, she like had like the common sense to ask how I was. The way she modeled allyship and just like how she conducted herself during our session, like she just asked questions and like helped, like, yeah, I wish I had like the, she was helping me sort of like build this sort of monument to my grief. And she did it so well. I think she understood what she needed to do in the moment. And that's a huge, huge gift.
You are listening to World Cafe. I'm speaking with Joy Oladokun today. We have one more live song from Joy today, and I hear that this song, Blink Twice, is going to be included on In Defense of My Own Happiness, Volume 2. So where are you going to take us next with the new album? What is the next chapter of this story?
Yeah. If Volume 1 was about the ways in which I sabotage my own happiness, Volume 2 is more about like outside forces. I think as a queer woman, a queer Black woman living in America in 2021, in defense of my own happiness means a lot of things. Like we're under a new administration, which I find to be kind of sick. The last one was very stressful, for people like me. And Volume 2 is literally just like, how do I be this combination of things that I happen to be in the world that I live in now? To me, the end result feels really empowering, but it has a couple sad moments as well, including Blink Twice.
Oh, well, we're going to hear it. So people might end up sad, but that's okay. You know it ends okay.
I make it.
Joy, what can you, before we hear Blink Twice, other than saying that it's a sad moment, what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote it. It honestly is just a song about being in a relationship with someone that is unresponsive. And I wrote it when I was just getting out of a relationship with someone who clearly didn't like me, but was trying so hard. I think it made it onto Volume 2 because I think that's sometimes how it feels to be like a Black American. It's like, I just, like, you're shouting into the void sometimes to like get people to respond or to convict officers who shoot people in their sleep or like, you know, and there's not always a active or humane response or any response at all. And so I think that's why it ended up making it onto Volume 2.
This is Joy Oladokun performing live for World Cafe. It is Blink Twice. Ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh. There's more to be said in the silence. Fill in the blanks that you left. There's way more quiet in a siren. I hear what's in your head. We've been coming undone, holding on to a thread. Learning to pick my battles. Ooh, I'll be the only one left. I only know you're home when the door speaks. Blink twice if you still love me. I'll never know unless you tell me. Did you ever really love me? Always calling it the last time. I've been taking the train. Avoiding all the street signs that lead me back to your name. We've been coming undone. We broke the last thread. Learning to pick my battles. Or I'll be the only one left. I only know you're home when the door speaks. Blink twice if you still love me. I'll never know unless you tell me. Did you ever really love me? Did you ever really love me? Did you ever really love me? Yeah. Did you ever really? did you ever really love me?
Blink Twice, recorded live for World Cafe. That was Joy Oladokun. Joy has been my guest today. Joy, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
It's been really, really nice talking to you. Hopefully we'll see you in person in the studio next time. I can't wait.
Yes, I can't wait. Someday soon.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.